This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. Former Indonesian dictator Suharto has been laid to rest. He died yesterday of multiple organ failure. The BBC's Jonathan Head says the 86-year-old Suharto was buried in his family cemetery.
Whatever reservations Indonesians may have about the man who ruled them for more than three decades, today they set them aside. Former President Suharto was buried with the highest state honours, the many cruelties and injustices of his rule unmentioned.
Two historians have estimated that as many as a million people may have died under Suharto's rule. Tens of thousands of people died in East Timor when Suharto violently annexed that country in 1975. Egypt is still trying to control its border with the Palestinian town of Rafah. The town's in Gaza, the territory controlled by Hamas. Hamas militants breached a border wall last week, and Palestinians streamed into Egypt to buy badly needed supplies. Goods are very strained following an Israeli and Egyptian blockade. Reuters News Service is reporting Pakistani militants have taken dozens of schoolchildren hostage in the northwestern town of Banu. Gunmen allegedly raced into the school following a fight with police officers. Violence remains high between Pakistani militants who support the Taliban and the Pakistani army. The president of the Mormon faith, Gordon B. Hinckley, has died. An official of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says Hinckley passed away from natural causes. Last April, at a church general conference, Hinckley gently teased himself about his health.
I am now in my 97th year. The wind is blowing, and I feel like the last leaf on the tree.
Hinckley was the church's 15th and longest-serving president. The church's next leader is widely expected to be its current senior apostle, Thomas Monson. The head of Greece's Orthodox Church has died. Archbishop Christodoulos passed away from cancer. He was 69. The Greek Orthodox Church is one of many Orthodox churches around the world with some 250 million members. Christodoulos had led his church for a decade, helping to create church websites and radio stations. In 2001, he also received Roman Catholic Pope John Paul II. That was the first time a pope had visited Greece in some 1,300 years. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is urging Senate Democrats to sign on to an economic stimulus package that House Democratic leaders have already worked out with President Bush. The proposed deal would send hundreds of dollars in rebates to taxpayers. Senate Democratic leaders are considering whether to add new benefits, like expanded unemployment. President Bush warns this will only delay the bill. And world markets aren't waiting for Congress to act. Several of them dropped today. Investors overseas are skittish about whether there will be a recession in the United States. The Chinese stock market dropped 7% to its lowest level in 6 months today. The Japanese and Hong Kong markets fell about 4%. It wasn't as bad in India, where the index plunged 4% at the beginning and then recovered by the closing bell. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Corva.
Allison and Rachel, back to you.
Oh, I jumped the gun. Thanks, Corva.